Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Jay Stevens Podcast, part of the Off the Ball Network. This is episode 224, dedicated to a team who on September 27th, 1935, won their 21st consecutive game, and at the same time, they clinched the NL pennant, the Chicago Cubs. And as always, thank you for listening and downloading another episode of the podcast. On today's episode, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on between Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers, as well as about the linebacker at Ohio State that quit on his team in the middle of the game. But first, every now and then in college football, collegiate sports, sports all over the place, but specifically college football, there comes around a coach that is really good. I mean, really, really good. I mean, special. Downright a guy that you would want coaching your team right now. And every now and then there becomes a narrative that overshadows and maybe clouds your memory about how successful that coach is. And on Saturday afternoon, we got reminded about how successful Brian Kelly has been at Notre Dame when a big fourth quarter from the Fighting Irish propelled them to beat the Wisconsin Badgers in Soldier Field, and Brian Kelly became the winningest coach in Notre Dame football history. It's amazing to me when we think about and go back to look at how long Brian Kelly has been coaching the college football. Not only how long he's been coaching, but also how long he has been at Notre Dame. In a day and a time when people move on from coaches very, very quickly, you have one bad year, you are up out of town. Notre Dame says, well, we understand you had a 4-8 season at one point. We're going to stick with you, coach, and let's see how this thing gets turned around, how quickly this thing gets turned around. 4-8 year in 2016, that comes a few years after going to the BCS National Championship game during the 2012 season. The next thing, Brian Kelly, after the 4-8 season, he follows that up with 1, 2, 3, 4 double-digit win seasons, and it looks like it's going to be 5 this year because they are currently 4-0. Look at their schedule. They can easily win at least six more games. Brian Kelly, let's play a little game of did you know. Did you know Brian Kelly got a starting coaching job at the FBS level at Central Michigan, head coaching job in 2004? Did you know that Brian Kelly coached at Cincinnati after that? Did you know that Brian Kelly has been at Notre Dame since 2010? Many people out here probably would say no, because you may be thinking, Brian Kelly, he's been at Notre Dame a little bit, but not that long. When you think about the 2012 season, the 2013 BCS National Championship game, where Alabama just mollywopped the Fighting Irish, you know, the whole Manti Te'o situation, where Manti Te'o thought he had a girlfriend, but he didn't. That thing was not real, and here we are today to laugh about that thing and get these jokes off. That's all that season. That was a long time ago. Brian Kelly has had some ups and downs at quarterback. He has found a way to have consistent offensive line play, found a way to have success in his schedule. Does the wannabe in the fake ACC schedule that they currently play, does it help and aid them? That's something that's subjective. We can say yes or no, but Brian Kelly, no matter who you put in front of him, he is finding a way to be successful every single year. You might be somebody that says, Brian Kelly should not be, Notre Dame should not be in the playoff. They don't perform. They're not one of the best teams in college football. Quite the contrary. They actually are, and they deserve that spot based off how they have played that year. Not previously. Let's not look at previous years to determine what a current team can do or will do. Let's look at the current team, current roster that Brian Kelly has put together and assess that team itself without anything else clouding our memory. Brian Kelly passed Newt Rockne on Saturday as the winningest coach in Notre Dame football history. Yeah, 3-time national championship winner, a guy that won the Rose Bowl in the 1924 season. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 undefeated seasons. And he also coached in less games, one more year than Brian Kelly so far, but less games due to the way the schedules were made up and how many games people played back in those days. Brian Kelly, very happy for you. Brian Kelly looking for more success. And it would be amazing if Notre Dame and Brian Kelly as their head coach found a way and put the pieces together at some point in time to cap off this phenomenal string of success at Notre Dame with a national championship. Yes, you might say it's not going to happen. crazy things happen in college football, and it would be amazing if Brian Kelly took and won a national championship and took that thing home to South Bend, Indiana. Let's go and take a trip to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, because what's going on between Ben Simmons and the 76ers is very, very, very interesting. Something hit me recently. I was thinking about this show and thinking about some things coming up recently in sports when something smacked me in the face with the realization that the NBA season will be here literally before we know it. Monday, September 27th, great example. Media days are going to be happening all around the association from the Brooklyn Nets, and they're going to be trying to figure out how they're going to deal with Kyrie Irving and his response and how he is handling the current protocols there in that local area, to the Dallas Mavericks and Luka Doncic. Let's have some success this year, young man. Some more success. Let's just keep building on the things that you have been doing in the National Basketball Association. To the Denver Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr. just agreed to, with the Nuggets, a five-year, $172 million max extension. Oh yeah, his teammate the Joker. Let's have some more success, young man. Let's run that thing back. To LeBron James, trying to do what's needed to join the 40 and over league at the YMCA. Yeah, going to have some fun with that because that team is old. O-L-D. That team is old. Let's see how much success him, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo, all those boys have this season. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure that man Klay Thompson is back. Do we get another Klay Thompson third quarter where he just goes off? That's to be determined. But before we know it, the middle of October, we will be tipping off the 2021-2022 National Basketball Association season. What's unfortunate is what's going on between Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, the thing that just got announced and the 76ers going after Ben Simmons after he tells them that he does not want to play for them anymore. There have been some rumors and some rumblings about that for a while. Ryan Rosillo from The Ringer, formerly of ESPN, was talking about this on his podcast maybe a month ago. And I highly suggest everyone that loves good, great analysis and a original breakdown of things going on, go check out the Ryan Rosillo podcast. Also has phenomenal guests as well. You will not be disappointed. But Ryan Rosillo was talking to some guys around the NBA, and he had heard about this thing happening where Ben Simmons might not want to play for Philadelphia anymore. And it's really unfortunate, but we kind of saw the writing on the wall. Ben Simmons has been the same exact player for a very long time. People have been wanting to put him in a box and have been wanting to say, Ben Simmons, you are this. Ben Simmons, you are this. Ben Simmons, you are not X. You are not Y. You are currently Z. We want you to add to the alphabet and be AA. We need you to do certain things more. But once you look at Ben Simmons' track record, not just in the NBA, but when you go back to his time at LSU, Ben Simmons has always been the same exact player. And for some reason around the way, some people want to say, Ben Simmons, nah, you ain't that guy. The guy you have showed us that you are, you're not that guy. You're so much better. But Maya Angelou had some wise words. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. I think it actually was, when people show you who they are, believe them. But you get the gist. When someone shows you what they are as a basketball player, as a football player, as a soccer player, as a baseball player, believe them. I always have the 3-5 rule. This is a great time to remind about everyone about this rule and how I think it goes hand in hand with what we're seeing with Ben Simmons and the Philadelphia 76ers. The 3-5 rule is this. Within the first 3 to 5 years anybody is playing in their professional sport, we're going to find what type of player they are going to be. Now, I am not saying that player will not get better along the way. Kobe Bryant, a prime example. 3 to 5 years, the first 3 to 5 years of Kobe Bryant when he was playing for the Lakers. Kobe Bryant, yes, there were some playoffs. Yes, there was Kobe Bryant taking some shots that he believed he could make, but he missed them. Airballed a couple jumpers and really had a bad final seconds, final minutes against, I believe, the Spurs in the 98 playoffs, I believe. It was either 97 or 98 playoffs. But he had a lot, he had a few bad shots, some air balls, but he believed he could take those shots. The first 3 to 5 years of Kobe Bryant's career, he was not that guy that was missing those shots and airballing those shots. He got a lot better, but we saw Kobe Bryant have flashes of greatness. We saw Kobe Bryant be a player within the first 3 to 5 years that could be a future Hall of Famer. For instance, in his, not rookie season, not 96-97, but in 97-98, his second season in the NBA, he was an all-star. He was the Lakers' sixth man. He also started in the all-star game as the Lakers' sixth man. Not every player out there is going to be able to do that thing. Not every player out there in the first 2 years when you're in the NBA is going to be able to get the attention of your peers, of the coaches, and the fans out there and say, hey, yeah, that guy right there, he's so good that even though he doesn't start, we need to go ahead and allow him to start in the All-Star game. Go to Shaq, go to Chris Webber, go to Kevin Garnett. I mean, these guys came in during a time period. There was no social media. There was no internet. There was no Zion Williamson blowing up the Instagram and the internet when he's dunking on little kids in high school basketball. Little kids as far as size-wise to him. This is before that. So they didn't know as much about these players that came right out of high school as we know about guys right now while they're in high school, get to college for 1 year or go pro, go overseas, the LaMelo Ball situation, and then come back to the States to play in the NBA. The 3-to-5 rule, I firmly believe, this is something I've been practicing for a very long time, firmly believe you're going to find what type of player somebody is when using the 3-to-5 rule. Now, it's going to cause you, just to be honest with you, it's going to cause you to kind of alter, maybe see what kind of evaluator you are. Because you might say, my 3-to-5 rule is X, Y, and Z. Then you use your 3-to-5 rule. You're like, wait, well, I'm using some of my pre-existing ideas or thoughts about how that person's going to be in my personal progressions for him and predictions, for that player. It's like, no, throw all that stuff out the window. Just use your two eyeballs. You don't even really need the numbers to use this. I like stats. I don't think stats are needed to tell the story about what's happening during any particular game. So don't go ahead and do that. Go ahead and say 3-to-5 rule. This is how things are going to be. Let's see how they are going to be once they get into their professional sport. And Ben Simmons is that way. Ben Simmons, he's gotten better since his days at LSU. Of course, he's a professional. Well, you would hope he did. But Ben Simmons really hasn't showed us that he is a different player, a different style of player than at LSU. He's a phenomenal defender, a guy that if you put him at the four or a point forward where you're not really trying to get him, where you're trying to get him more on the block and not have him outside as much, it might be a better idea for you to have him be that point forward and have another guard there on the court to try to help move the ball and help that team score more points. Could Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons coexist? I don't know. I would like to say so. But I think Ben Simmons is fed up with the way things have gone in Philadelphia. I think Ben Simmons is fed up with the way the narratives are around him. And he wants a new landing spot. He wants a new place to go play basketball. He told Philadelphia 76ers that he no longer wants to play for them. Pretty bold statement. I mean, not everybody in the NBA or everybody out there can say that and be comfortable saying that and know that it's not going to hurt them in the long run. At the same time, Philadelphia tried and they reached out to Ben Simmons. He's currently in LA. They want this man so much and so bad, and I don't blame them. They were going to fly across the country to meet with him in LA to try to get him to change his mind. Ultimately, Ben Simmons said no. Ben Simmons says, I'm good. And Ben Simmons is an individual that is currently looking and saying, guys, it was nice knowing you. I like you. We had some good times, had some bad times. But eventually, every good thing, or sometimes every good thing, has to come to an end. Not every good thing. Let's go ahead and change that, because that's not true. He has some good marriages that last for a very, 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 very long time. Let's not say every good thing has to come to an end. I don't like that. That's so weird to me. Let's go ahead and say this. There are good things in life. Sometimes they don't last as long as we would like. This is one of them. I firmly thought the Ben Simmons to Philadelphia with Joel Embiid, it was going to be something that was going to bring long success and potentially a championship. Right now, hasn't happened. Ben Simmons wants to go somewhere else to play the basketball and to have a chance to be a pro and to win a championship. I firmly believe if he gets in the right spot, Ben Simmons is a candidate, is an individual with his current skill set that he can be a starter on a championship team and be a leader on that team as well. NBA Media Days, they're here. The season will start here very, very soon. Where will Ben Simmons play? That's to be determined. But we know that boy will not be in Philadelphia, PA. Nobody likes to be picked last in pickup basketball. Nobody does. Not one person. I played pickup basketball numerous times in my lifetime. Times I've been picked last. Sometimes I haven't been picked last. I'm not the best basketball player. So I know where my get-up is. I know where my spot is. I know my role. I don't get upset if that happens. Why? Because I know my role and I always strive to stay in my lane when it comes to the basketball. Every now and then, there are people that get picked before me that aren't better than me. Gets under my skin a little bit. I'm a man. I don't like to be kind of embarrassed like that in that way. Sometimes it happens over and over and over and over and over. And you know, I keep my level head. I stay clear. I stay comfortable because I know this is just a game. It's not that deep. But when it comes to a collegiate athlete, a linebacker at the Ohio State University, and he has been waiting his turn over and over and over and over and over, and he has been waiting, and he has been getting picked over guys over and over every year. Oh, sorry, Kayvon Pope. No. Sorry, buddy. No, you're not getting picked right now. There's somebody else that's going to play right now. Okay, Kayvon Pope, I'm sorry. You're number two. I'm sorry, man. We thought we could get you on the field, but you're just not cutting it right now. So we're going to pick somebody else over you. And you're number three last year. Sorry, buddy. Sorry. There's other guys here that are better than you. We're going to pick somebody else up over you. And then all of a sudden, you get to year number four. And Kayvon Pope, linebacker at Ohio, well, former linebacker at Ohio State, was thinking, man, this is my year. Me and my boy Dallas Gant, Taraja Mitchell, this is our year. We are seniors. We have been waiting our turn. We have been picked over year after year after year. This is our turn to show the world that we are linebackers. We can be linebackers at the Ohio State University. However, there are certain younger linebackers that have proven to the coaches in certain ways on and off the field that they deserve to be on the field, some starting, some in a backup role, and they have diminished the role that Kayvon Pope thought he would have had at Ohio State. And you know, there are times that frustration starts boiling over. You get really frustrated and you really see, it's like you have the end of your day is coming up. I mean, you see the clock. The clock is coming up. The next thing you know, 15 minutes before you're supposed to leave, your boss comes and says, hey, man, I got a project for you. Nothing long, nothing big, nothing crazy, but sorry, I'll use a different word. I got a task for you, but I need it done right now. And your boss is like, hold on. You're like, hold on, boss. I got to go. Like, boss is like, I don't care what you got going on outside of work. Yeah, I need this done right now. And your boss knows it's going to take you to be at work longer after hours, but a job has to be done when a job has to be done. Very similar to football. Kayvon Pope thought, hey, man, this is my time. This is my time. I don't want to wait until after hours to get onto the field. I want to get into the field right now. Sorry, Kayvon Pope. We thought, but these other guys have showed it to us on and off the field that they have proven that they need to be on the field. And, buddy, this ain't your time. Latter part of the first half, second quarter of Saturday's game, Kayvon Pope had one of these moments, and it kind of was where he had enough. He was going to go onto the field in a sub package. He got waved off because he was no longer needed on the field during that play based off the personnel that the Akron Zips had on the field when facing the Ohio State Buckeyes Saturday evening in the Horseshoe. Next thing you know, Kayvon Pope goes, starts walking around. This is coming from a report and some tweets from Austin Ward from Letterman Row. I'm going to read it right here properly to you. Quote, Pope tried to run on the field in a sub package. Taraja Mitchell waved him off, and Pope stormed down the sideline, started walking to the tunnel, and then had to be coaxed back by an Ohio State staffer. He tossed his gloves into the stands and took off his jersey. End quote. Next thing you know, C.J. Barnett, the player development coach for Ohio State, had to walk this young man back to the locker room. Hey, man, I've been there. I've been there at work. I've been there. On the field, I've been there. On the court, I've been there. I have been there. Not in that same level, but I have been there. You can't let your emotions get the best of you in this moment. You got to rally it down. Got to calm yourself down. Don't blow up in this way. Have all of your discussions in a private way behind closed doors so you don't make yourself look as bad as you did in this moment. Kayvon Pope, I felt going into the season, as everybody, people know, I do cover the Ohio State Buckeyes, host a podcast for the Locked On Podcast Network. I thought Kayvon Pope was going to be going into the game and potentially being a starter this year. The guys that have played at Ohio State have proven that they belong to be on the field. We could all learn a lesson from Kayvon Pope. I could get all these jokes off, but I'm choosing not to right now. Somebody else might have jokes about this situation. When you get disgruntled, this ain't the way you're supposed to, this is not the way you are supposed to act. When you don't like something going on, be a bigger man. Don't go down. Don't be the baby. And be the man that you are and handle it with class, as much class as you can. Do things the proper way. If you feel like this is not the time for you to be at Ohio State and you're disgruntled, hey, enter the transfer portal. It's open for you. You can enter it right now. One of your teammates even entered the portal in the middle of the week, a few days prior to your blow-up on the sidelines. I get it. You're frustrated. But this ain't the way to act, young man. This ain't it. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Jay Stevens Podcast. If you enjoyed what you listened to, please head to Apple Podcast, leave a 5-star review and a rating and a comment as well. It's greatly appreciated. This has been episode 224 of the Jay Stevens Podcast. I will see y'all next time.